Hello, and welcome to this author interview from the JAMA Network. This is Deanna Bilondi with JAMA Psychiatry. Are some patients who are hospitalized with psychiatric conditions at a higher short-term risk of suicide after they're discharged? Dr. Mark Olfson of the College of Physicians and Surgeons at Columbia University in New York examined that question in a new original investigation with his co-authors. Dr. Olfson joins us to talk about the work. So, Dr. Olfson, let's start first with the nuts and bolts of the study. How many patients and what kind of patients were included, and how many suicide deaths were there during the study period?
So this was a study of adults in the Medicaid program, ages 18 to 64. We followed them through their claims records, nearly 2 million of them, roughly evenly divided between those that had mental disorders and those that didn't. And during this 90-day period after hospitalization, there were 370 deaths from suicide.
So which patients did you find had the highest risk of suicide in those first 90 days after discharge?
Well, first of all of the patients with psychiatric disorders as a group had a much higher rate than those without psychiatric disorders. But among those who had psychiatric disorders, depression and depressive disorders came to the top, followed by bipolar disorder, then schizophrenia, substance use disorders, and then a collection of other mental disorders.
Does your study suggest why depression was associated with the highest short-term risk of suicide?
You know, we didn't have the level of detail to get at that important issue, but it is true that one of the symptoms within the diagnosis of depression relates to suicide. And of course, many people with depression are hospitalized because of suicide attempts or suicide risk. So my sense is that that's probably what conveys their short-term risk of suicide following hospital discharge.
So how did not being tied into a healthcare system impact that risk?
Yeah, well, one of the other things we found is that the people who had had no outpatient treatment during the months preceding their hospitalization were at a higher risk of suicide. And we know that as a group, these patients are also at high risk for not following up for outpatient care after hospital discharge. And there's also a fair amount of evidence to suggest that people who lose their social connections and who are socially isolated are at higher risk. And that may be some of the same group that wasn't engaged in outpatient care prior to their hospitalization.
So how might your results translate into clinical care?
Well, I think that in many contexts, effective approaches to suicide risk reduction involve strengthening patient connectedness and reducing social isolation through engaging outpatient mental health professionals, community organizations, and supportive family members. These findings sort of connect with that literature, and they may help guide the search for successful care management approaches during this high-risk period immediately after patients are discharged, particularly those with depression who haven't been in care previously from the hospital.
Is there more research that's needed here?
Yes, I think there is more research. We need to dig deeper than you can possibly get at with these claims data to find out more about the specific constellation and combination of symptoms and social context that put people at particularly high risk during this high-risk period.
Well, thank you, Dr. Olfson, for talking to us about your work. This is Deanna Bilondi with JAMA Psychiatry. For more author interviews, please visit us online at jamapsychiatry.com.